Hi, welcome to Just One More Thing, the podcast where we talk over the best show ever, Columbo.
Hi. If you're not aware of the rules, which how would you be? This is episode one. The moment you start playing this podcast, you should also start playing the episode of Columbo we're watching.
So you should see the word Columbo on screen right now and
yeah,
hear a
just
typewriter.
Faded away.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, so... this is the first episode, Murder by the Book, which is easily one of my favorite episodes.
Everyone peep that hot Chuck Hughes.
And check it out, he's got one of those sweet ball typewriters. Do you see that? So the ball spins around with all the different, like, characters and hits the ribbon.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I kind of miss the days of needlessly mechanical, like, complex mechanical devices for office tasks.
Yeah.
You say that and then you can't backspace.
Well, one of the most important things whenever you're, you know, you typing things out is to be better than the other people typing. So you show that via mechanicalness.
Chuck Hughes!
Like, oh, also, like, get ready, whoever is watching this, get ready, because Columbo is filled with beautiful cars and beautiful car interiors. So it's fucking great.
Oh my god.
I think this is the other half of the best-selling mystery team.
Mm-hmm. Very blonde. His blonde Superman, kind of.
His viewing angle is so steep.
God, what a fucking rad office. Could you imagine just having that fucking view?
Yeah, that's how writers are. That's how all writers are. Writers have these...
Oh, he's writing an erotic novel.
Yeah. You not tell by the look on his face?
Yeah, he does have kind of like a perverted baby look.
He's embarrassed that he's writing this. Like, he like doesn't want people to know. Right now,
just him and his boy statue.
Yeah,
mom, I told you not to bother me when I'm writing.
Weird outlet just in the middle of the wall, like at eye level, right there. Do you see that?
Jacques Hughes.
Yeah,
he's like happy. Okay, wait, no, he's like, I knew it. Exposition.
Nice.
God.
Nice.
Wow, what a fucking...
Blew him the fuck out of the water. You know, I hate to be topical, but this guy's kind of got Trump hair.
If by Trump hair you mean, like, thinning and over blonde, yes.
Yeah, well, like, and he's kind of, like, swooped in a way where you're like, is that how your hair grows, or do you not have enough of it?
Yeah. To be even more topical, clearly we need a crime novelist in every school.
Oh.
The only thing that can take down a bad guy with a gun is a crime novelist with knowledge of guns.
Yeah, fair enough. Mrs. Melville's favorite murder.
Oh my god, that old granny in the background just like,
Grandma always watches over me while I write my erotic novels. My best-selling fan fictions.
Please put this portrait of my grandmother up next to this dead lady on a bed.
How obvious is it that this guy does not wear these glasses in real life? Like, it's just... No,
I think that's just the style back then.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry, I'm being critical.
This boy is so clean-shaven.
Yeah.
His face is baby smooth. Don't touch my books.
Oh, that's Miss Melville, the detective in the books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These
two dudes, like, slaying it, writing about a lady solving mysteries. Progressive. Mm-hmm.
God, wait. Do people not pick this up and be like, this is just fucking Miss Marple?
Hey. How dare you?
You're just using the same premise as Miss Marple.
Hey. Oh, skulls. He just put a detonator.
He has so many skulls on his desk.
Was that... Oh, you think that was like a gold-plated, like, hunk of C4?
Imagine how rational this guy is.
Even my explosions are elegant.
Oh, yeah. A fucking turtleneck and suit jacket.
Oh, look at those cigarettes in his front pocket. I like that.
So this dude has continuously used divorce metaphors to describe the fact that the other dude wanted to go off and write on his own. And now he's threatening to kidnap him to his secret cabin. and he said he'll be his first male guest. And it, all of this sounds just so creepy.
Well, and like, I mean, it's also because like this guy's giving him a bunch of no's, and he's like working his way around them.
Mm-hmm. Imagine partnering yourself with a guy that looks like the blonde man.
Yeah.
He's so smooth and...
Yeah.
Imagine and nowadays how much plastic surgery he would have.
Yeah. And he's wearing like, one of those horrible neck-squeezing 70s turtlenecks.
Yeah. His that matches tone, shoes.
His skin tone, hair, and coat jacket are almost all the same color.
Yeah. Wow.
He's like a weird salamander.
Oh, wow. Yeah, smoking.
I am losing my mind. He acts.
Well, it's funny because, like, his bad acting actually works because he's not a real actor in the show. In, like, you know, like, his character isn't an actor.
Yeah.
He's trying to portray. Oh, this is, like, a different camera. Shaky and up close.
Yeah, this is handheld as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I like this. It's found footage.
What is. How is he going to get killed?
See? Pat, I'm telling you.
Fuck books.
He's going to make it look like, oh, someone came in and fucking tossed the place.
Wrecked his stuff.
There was a struggle.
He's still not wearing gloves or anything. He's still leaving fingerprints everywhere.
Well, back then, fingerprints weren't as big of a thing, I'm assuming. I'm giving the show credit.
He's my co-writer. Of course my fingerprints are on everything.
Yeah, I mean, that too. That's why my fingerprints were dragged across this table.
Now I pull out my important piece.
Look at that dope TV.
Is that a suicide note?
That's where most of them go.
Is like hidden in a bureau drawer.
That's a great jacket, though, I gotta say.
It's a great jacket really ruined good. By a turtleneck.
Oh, it's ruined by the man wearing it.
Ruined by a great big boiled
look at this
pig
crazy
in a
like
bear
gilt
skull.
Yeah.
I have
oh,
no
what?
Idea what that is.
Oh, it was his like lighter. Wait, why did he hide his lighter before?
I don't know. I assume Columbo will tease that out for us.
This is such a stumper.
If we ever get to see Columbo, does Columbo appear in the first episode?
Ask and nope, not yet.
No.
Well,
not,
John,
no,
a big
no
part.
One's dead yet.
Yeah, John, a big part of Columbo is there's about 15 minutes at the beginning of every episode, just like just painting this picture of affluent murder. And
I see.
Once you see Columbo for the first time, you will get the show.
Yeah,
you'll be like, oh, that's how Columbo lives in this universe.
I'm not even a car guy, and that car is fucking gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I love how back in the day, people would just drive all their cars off-road.
Yeah,
I like
when, I was shopping around for the Datsun, well, not specifically for the Datsun, when I was shopping around for classic cars, I think, I can't remember what specific type of Mercedes this is, but I saw some of these for sale, and I wanted them so bad.
Yeah, like, look at that gorgeous thing. No wonder he's only had female guests at his cabin, you know?
Yeah, they are all magnetized to the surface of his car.
Oh, look at this awesome old convenience store.
Ooh. I bet you could get some real good bumper stickers here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's
I forgot
the
about
queen
this character.
Of, the queen of teeth.
Yes. It's funny that her teeth are like, yeah, she's got pretty good teeth, and she sells a lot of candy. Oh.
What?
Man, she's got some cheekbones, too.
So is he, like, establishing an alibi here, you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There's a lot of aggressive women in the show.
Wow.
If I'm recalling correctly.
Man, look at that fucking... Look at those, like, night crawlers in there.
Heck yeah, man.
I love soury candy.
Soury candy is good, but I can't eat more than a bit.
I mean, yeah, it fucks up your mouth.
Yeah, it'll chew your shit up.
Yeah.
See, he's like, I'm all alone, but she's like, oh, who are you with this time, you playboy? Here's some rubber bread.
Oh, my first male.
Man,
guest.
It's crazy. Like, that dollar bill looks like our dollar bills. It's wild.
Yeah, it's... you know what? The time is so mysterious. I thought they just used coins.
Yeah. I thought they would, too.
It was all 50-cent pieces.
Stardust paper cut. This is...
Oh, the bill's $50? Let me get out my bag of coins.
Straight up Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead in this shit.
Yeah.
So this guy is just contacting every woman he knows.
So, no, that woman is the wife of the other writer.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
Do you think the guy in the car is just like, huh?
Look at all these pictures they took this afternoon before shooting behind her.
I mean, that is a lot of attention paid to setting the scene.
No, hey, we're not even close to them.
Yeah, it's like, I couldn't imagine that brood. Columbo getting made now.
He well, just like every
hangs
you
up
know,
the phone and stares into infinity.
I mean, like crime shows have their like cold open shit where like you know there's like 2 or 3 minutes some you know hooker gets out of the car like that was wild stabbed oh my gosh and then like the then you see him. This one's like no, you're gonna see all of it.
I'm really glad you're not writing Columbo.
Yeah, well,
so
it's like.
Not- It's 30 seconds of hooker stabbing.
This show is just like, hey, do you like dramatic irony? Because that's all we've got. Like, that's all this show is
well,
100%
it's
dramatic
like an
irony.
Anthology. It's almost like an anthology show more than like a normal procedural.
Yeah.
Our pauses are so pregnant. They are in their third trimester.
If you were to recast Columbo now, Hugh.
I've thought about this. I knew this question was coming. And you know
I'd
what?
Say Mark Ruffalo or James Franco?
I don't want either of them. I was saying that I was thinking about it. I was like, if we were going to do a modern one, you'd have to like get someone as like to play it weird, like. And so I was like, you know what? I think James Spader. If they got him to do less James Spadery, could be a really good Columbo.
Well, I'm
like
he's
not
too
intimidate.
Smug.
Well, no, like that's what I'm saying. It's like you get this, you pull the smugness and the intimidation back. Like if you ever see James Spader do an interview. He's actually like if you would just get more of the actual James Spader, it would work. I think
you need someone who's really friendly, like Mark Ruffalo.
I think Mark Ruffalo is too friendly.
See, I would cast the guy who played the Joker in Suicide Squad, the Joker in Suicide Squad.
That's not a bad choice.
But also, he's Columbo.
And then we'll recast Joaquin Phoenix as Columbo halfway through.
Yeah, just thinking about my wife. I'll fix your wife.
Hey, why'd you put on those gloves?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Those are driving gloves.
Didn't
People
we?
Drove with
yeah,
gloves
very
on,
true.
So.
Well, he didn't have them on at the convenience store.
He did not.
Because he wasn't driving.
Fair enough, but now he is.
Now he is driving.
How clumsy of me. I drove all this way without my gloves on.
I'm going to put them on now to at least get the sweat into them. Is this guy missing a finger? Okay, never mind.
Well, it's a little known fact that rich people's driving gloves are full of moisturizer.
So look at this plastic on the couch.
Oh my god! What?
The phone numbers work
they
differently.
Didn't know area codes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would just dial the 7 numbers.
Wow, he's thought about this a lot.
Hey, you've never cheated on your wife before, like I have.
Is he slowly unbuttoning his shirt?
No, he's taking his gloves off.
He's wearing a sweater. But yeah, so he's going to tell his wife he was at the office, which will establish a place of body where his body would be.
No, 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 he's being kidnapped and ransomed. That's what's going to be, because they're not going to see where the body is.
That dispassionate, slack turtle-faced...
Oh, no, okay. She shoots him while he's on the phone. You're right, Pat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're killing him here, so it'll make it look like he killed himself in his office.
That's why there's plastic on the couch.
Yeah.
But the call he placed to his wife was so fucking innocuous.
She's calling the
police. And she's calling the police. If he's trying to stage his body in the office, the police are going to get their way before him. He's hours away in a mountain chalet.
They're
going to
take his. They're going to take his body somewhere. Like that's the gonna be the, that. Like that's the note is right.
Sure.
Look how excited he is.
The note says, I'm off at my friend's chalet to commit suicide.
I was going to say, like, I shot myself. I'm going to shoot myself and throw myself down a quarry. Goodbye, world.
Echoey some, flute.
What's his name from The Room? That is a very... God, what
goodbye,
is his name?
Oh,
Tommy,
that have
Tommy
a nice
Wiseau,
day bumper sticker.
Very Tommy Wiseau-style suicide.
Goodbye,
wow, this is
world.
A beautiful phone shot.
What a beautiful... Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Look at that beautiful fog rolling in. Mm-hmm. Rich people
loud.
Live such nice lives.
Yeah, that's why Columbo's got to come knock him down a peg.
Wait. Joanna just called this guy at his mountain chalet.
You know, yeah. Kevin from The Office would be a good Columbo. He's big, but...
Oh, I think... Because
he already
he
called
told
her.
Her.
Yeah, that he was going to be here.
Yeah.
That he got shot on the phone. It's a practical joke.
He's being very funny.
You know, it looks like he used to have a strong jaw, but he's losing it.
That's why he killed someone.
Do you know how much blood there would be?
He's trying to drain, like, he's going to drink their blood and take their jaw strength.
That's one thing. In Columbo, I don't think there's a single, like, creepy murderer person. It's always crimes of passion or crimes of opportunity.
Isn't it like never crimes of passion?
No, crimes of passion as in like, no, there are. I'm pretty sure there are crimes
it's
of passion.
It's never like a serial killer.
Yeah, there's never like a serial killer. It's never like a cannibalistic or, you know, creepy satanistic thing. It's always they're doing it for money or they're doing it to get rid of someone who's a terrible person. In their
Johnny Cash is throwing his wife's body out of a plane.
Yeah, he wants to have sex with more teenagers. Yeah.
That stuff didn't really exist in the 1970s. Like,
right, yeah.
Have you seen Mindhunter?
Yeah, Mindhunter. Yeah. Almost a good show. So
that
close.
Took place in like the mid-60s.
Yeah,
by the 1970s, the like science of criminal psychology had not penetrated the police force much.
Like,
further.
Look how much they're contaminating this crime scene while looking for fingerprints.
Yeah, they're just, like, carrying shit around barehanded.
How many, they show up and they're like, how many guys do you think we could fit in this room? 30?
Yeah.
40?
Look at us show off with our camera that we can carry around in our hands. Ooh.
Oh, I love that fucking, she walked out of Mike. And
yeah, that was,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gonna go do some cocaine to clear her head.
Look how vibrant her outfit
is. Oh no, the cocaine fountain isn't working. Blasted machine.
Look who it is!
Oh, it's a gremlin.
Stumpy-legged Irishman.
Oh, so Columbo is on the police force.
Oh, yes.
Yes he is.
He's a big boy.
I mean, he did just show up. Late. So is he?
Yes, he's a big boy.
Talk to me, lady. This dude is acting his ass off.
Yeah. It's fucking... It's like they found one good actor and they're like, alright, just get anybody around him so we can make all your right, show.
He's got the weird squint. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're our guy.
What?
The Wait, elevator what? Buttons.
Yeah.
You don't have to push elevator buttons?
No, they go off the heat of your hand.
I've never observed this phenomenon.
Have you never tried?
Oh, he got shell in the eggs. He got shell in the eggs.
A nice shell omelet. Is he just home invading her right now?
He's a lieutenant.
She can't kick Columbo out.
I don't know. I read that. What is that cat story or whatever? Cat Lady, Cat Girl story, Pat? What was that? Remember? The short story?
Is this a deep cut into something we read, or is this an actual short story?
No, it's that actual short story that everybody was freaking out about.
Oh, Cat Lady.
Yeah, remember that?
Or Cat Person, the one about cat the really person. Bad date.
Yeah, you know, women have a hard, you know, that was like about how girls are like, oh, I don't want to say no and offend people. Wasn't that the point of that?
I guess. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm just really watching him make an omelet in this raincoat.
It's, yeah, and his pants match his coat perfectly. He's basically in a big beige detective jumpsuit.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I love working over a hot stove in a raincoat.
And he's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. God, I love him.
He's got this big cloud, this big helmet of hair. Fuck, he's so good.
I really like how, like, everything in this kitchen is very obviously new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
that's
this
how,
stuff...
That's how rich people do.
Yeah.
Also, all this stuff is getting invented at this point, you know. Right,
like,
off the
bat. Yeah, stoves, bowls, cheese graters.
A oven and a second oven.
Gasp. Hey, Tula.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't writing?
Yeah, the smooth man was just, like, the face of the operation.
Yeah, he's doing some good cutting.
Wow, back in the 70s, people actually respected people who wrote for a living?
Yeah, like, you would, like, you know... Because it's not anybody could do it.
I'm pretty sure the only person Columbo doesn't respect is murderers.
Yeah.
He's just made of respect.
I mean, he will say many times, wow, I could never do that.
All I can do is solve crimes and...
make omelets.
Be a weird gremlin.
I love his glass eye.
God, it's so good.
I love it. It's his piece of the Exodia.
Columbo is going to cast the smooth man into the shadow realm.
Man, this is... like him just working his way through other people's problems like this. I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, that's like one. So
he already knows who the killer is.
Oh yeah, no, John. He figures out 3 minutes into every case, and then it's just him dangling them over the fire, going like, "Oh, are you gonna make it? Are you gonna make it? Oh, you might get away. No, you never were gonna get away. You're
in
jail."
Actually, I'm
God,
pretty confident.
Columbo, justice sadist.
Oh yeah, it is.
I feel like I'm pretty confident that he also just watches the intro that we all see.
Right. Yes. No, like, he's the one that edited that intro
in
real time.
Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hate his face.
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy's face. If you told me there were no bones in his face, I'd believe you. Like, it just... ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. This is my crime gremlin.
He's wearing two jackets inside.
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 1970s were a weird time. No one had sweat glands.
The stove is actually on. You can see, like, vapor coming off of it in the background. That's great.
Or maybe this... maybe they kept this soundstage at, like, 40 degrees.
See, this guy, he's a crime novelist, so he's gonna solve it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's giving Columbo shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, fucker.
No one insults Columbo.
Get up in his grill.
Oh, he's so close.
Yeah, and like, Columbo, both of them actually are doing a great job of passing this incredible physical intimacy off as normal.
Yeah. Oh, I just happened to find this. Look. What?
Smile.
How would you know? It's a folded note.
His teeth are like little gleaming bullets. Okay.
Oh, both of our fingerprints are all over it. What? How the fuck? Like, I like that he, like, instantly knows this shit.
He's a crime novelist who doesn't write crime novels.
That is. The thing he did was very suspicious.
Haha, I found this, like, one list out of many.
A folded piece of paper. This is obviously important.
The crux of his death.
And it's yeah, and it's very specific that he just recognized that these are the names of all the crime bosses in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just talking shit to a cop.
I love that Columbo is just playing along with these shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. He's chomping that fucking cigar.
Is that a green cigar?
A lot of times they can come off as green because it's the leaves.
Mm-hmm. I just thought Columbo was smoking some kind of zany gremlin weed.
He almost definitely is also doing that.
Whoa, probing. God,
I love how Columbo, like, he looks like a guy who is believing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is hanging on his every word.
This is very satisfying, just watching Columbo know things in front of this guy.
Well, and it's like, and it's funny because it's like, now this guy's just leaping to these, all these fucking conclusions off of one piece of paper that he pulled out of his desk. Like, dude, what? Look.
Yes, you gave me a list of all of these criminals. Thanks.
And who has the biggest motive to give me all of these things that keeps them away from themselves? He always does this. He always gives him, like, one little question that says, "Hey, I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you, you idiot."
He loved folding papers. He couldn't do it enough.
I'm sure my encyclopedic knowledge of Jim's habits are
yeah. Then they
really
always have some stupid lie to, like, yeah. No. See, no.
When he could have, like, a normal person would have just said, "I don't fucking know."
Well, and that's a great thing, is that, like, these people are rich, they're arrogant, and so, like, what do rich and arrogant people do? They can never say, "I don't know," because then they're, you know, they feel weak, and they feel like they're in a bad part of the conversation, even though it's the best move.
Oh,
he gave him
so
two.
Good.
He gave him two of the same book.
This is so good.
Please, take all of these things from this crime scene.
Yeah, he just takes the picture. Take the picture! Look, weird outlet at eye level. Weird outlet. Why is that there? Top left corner.
Because in the 1970s, no one knew how to be an electrician.
I also like that this is like a modern office building with this old, creaky wooden door. It's like torn down.
Well, and all the skull furniture.
Yeah.
They're really trying hard to deck out this, like, fucking awful 1970s office building in accoutrements.
He like just gives them these little needle questions that makes him go, "Oh, dang it, I messed up."
Oh my! And that look on that guy's face is like, "Oh shit, I sucked. I fucked that up, didn't I? I fucked that up."
That gremlin is on to me.
Yeah, check out what kind of car it is. Shaky cam.
I got my driving gloves this time.
Now, this is great. I love this part.
This soundtrack is super good.
Oh, yeah.
What was in the trunk?
Oh, I don't know, Pat.
The body.
What's the thing that he gives a shit about?
Wait a minute. Those aren't his driving gloves. They're his body dumping gloves.
No, he was just driving, Pat.
Yeah, but as a...
Look at that. The rotary is on the phone thingy. They don't have buttons. They still have to use a rotary, but it's inside of this phone. That's wild.
Pat, you can distinguish the driving gloves from the body dumping gloves by the drops of lotion dripping down his wrists.
I'm on a wood paneling in all these houses is great.
Man, people in the 1970s had no idea what materials a house should be made out of.
Look how calm he is in this phone. Oh my gosh, look guys.
A gangland body dumping on my lawn.
Who do you think died?
On my lawn, from my trunk.
Yeah, there's nothing in my trunk that would show it as like having a body in it.
God, imagine having the balls to be like, I'm going to kill my friend.
And dump him on my lawn.
Go big, go home.
Yeah, and pin it on all of the crime lords in the country.
Big, go home. Jesus. There it was?
When someone dies, they're an object.
That's not. I don't agree with that.
It's just your friend.
Like, I feel like he
stopped smiling.
Yeah, he seemed real broken up about it.
Yeah, he worked on this speech really hard, but he didn't think about, wait a minute, I gotta be a human being when I say it.
They keep this soundstage at 20 degrees below zero.
I guess maybe this is all pre-global warming, right?
So. This dude's walls are absolutely chock full of paintings. Like, straight up busy with paintings.
I can't tell if his shoes kind of look red, but I know they're brown.
Please oh my god, I love the giant vases too, but I'm just thinking, like, tile floors with wood paneling.
Tile floors with wood paneling, exposed painted brick.
Yes.
And also a horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a very mixed, like, decoration style, too. Like, he's got these weird vases, and then the art is not the same style as the vase. And he's got these sculptures that are from different...
Some paintings are on the floor.
Look, yeah, all the paintings, there's so many.
And they're so different.
I love putting a painting at shin level.
And the fact that he only has the paintings on brick makes the brick part of his house just look like a painting shed that's not actually part of the house.
Yeah, I tore some walls down and did an addition because didn't have enough room.
For my paintings.
And we're all just going to smoke around this stuff. Inside.
Fill my house with smoke. I love it. I am 70s man. I'm doing this detective thing all wrong.
I think, like, how different they're just bright white man next to dark little man. There's no lights on in the house.
The costuming on Columbo is genius.
Oh, yeah.
Because no human being buttons only the bottom button on their coat.
Right. Well, but he's very self-conscious about his crotch.
He's got a hideous pee-pee.
Yeah.
It makes Columbo's legs look really short and his lower body look like a rumpled mess. So he looks, like, completely unathletic.
Yeah. Except that I told you all about it.
Look at these fingers. Nice. Farted a little bit. I love that Columbo is responding before he finishes sentences.
Yeah.
Like, he already knows this man so much that he's, like, predicting what he'll say.
He's just reading his mind just easily with a millennium eye.
Guys, hear me out. Do you think this is a good plan? If I kill someone, I should just leave a list of around the dead body with the name of someone really hard to get to?
It's like, foolproof.
You know what?
Just put the name of anyone on the ISS.
Hey, Pat, what if you pull it out for the cops out of a pile of folded pieces of paper?
Oh, yeah, then instantaneously.
Oh, wow, this piece of paper says Charles Manson on it. He must be at it again.
Wow, this is crazy.
One of those astronauts must have called a hit out on him. God, I love his wacky gremlin weed.
That's great. It's your mail.
Yes, come up with a very specific and dumb lie.
Yeah, instead of saying, I don't know.
Now, I kind of want to see the episode where Columbo is going door-to-door of these giant mob bosses.
Yeah. Well, hey, just one more thing. About how you get... about how you make money off of trash. The best hot dog stand ever, by the way.
Wow, this hot dog straight up looks like a pee-pee going in a butt.
Yep. That's all it is. It's two butts. That's the only way you can make a hot dog.
Why is the inside of the bread pink?
Why is it meat bread? Welcome to the hot dog flesh temple.
Look at how they're holding them. Look at this madness.
That's how you eat a street dog.
That's insanity.
Well, because look, you can get two hot dogs in there.
Looks like a hot dog cut in half.
It is a hot dog.
Columbo just knows a life insurance adjuster.
Yeah. Yeah. He's found himself a new lady.
Who? Turtle Man?
Yeah, Turtle Man. Oh, look who it is. It's the Queen.
I don't know
of
who this is.
It's I Queen don't know Teeth. Who this is. No, it's a different lady.
Look how smart I am.
Oh my god, Turtle Man is an intolerable date.
See?
Oh shit.
Why?
Huh? Why is this happening?
She doesn't belong here. Yeah, look at these people making out in public.
That hesitation before pleasant.
Her name's Melania.
Jesus.
That looks kind of like her. Man, her lips.
Oh my god, her tremulous voice.
Her lips really pull back from her teeth. God, look at his eyes are terrifying in that shot.
Oh. Oh my God.
Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes.
Oh my God.
Ah, his eyes are like piercing.
I have to go put on some gloves.
Yeah.
This
him murdering that guy just made her more attracted.
You'd have to be so horny for someone to know that they committed murder and then be like,
oh,
well, I can use this as leverage to date them.
Is that strawberries just on top of a giant pool of whipped cream?
It's ice.
I think...
No, it's ice. They're chilled.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but they're dipping them, I think, in powdered sugar?
Yeah, they're dipping them in cocaine, I think.
Oh, right, I forgot. This is the 1970s. They have cocaine fountains.
Yeah, see? It's right in front of them.
It was great until you told me to go on a date with you and you would reveal my murder crime.
No, what was that? What was that about? The whole reason we came on this date? What was that? Mm-hmm. She's got like strawberries in her teeth.
God, you could hear her chewing on them.
I think they're preparing us for this woman's death.
I think they
what?
Are.
No.
Like,
no.
You don't like having her on screen anyways.
Don't pity her. Oh, what are you doing?
Would you like to see the cabin?
You.
Yeah, I can tell.
Man.
I'm also very interested in this entirely red restaurant.
She's wearing the, what, like, all red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they serve strawberries, drinking a reddish drink. I like this.
It's almost like there'll be blood soon.
And no one will notice.
God, the artistry.
Oh, she's dead. I thought she was just oozing strawberries from her shoulder. God, imagine being that horny.
Oh.
She's trying to explain to us how horny she is.
Oh.
This is my flattery face.
I think I have that in my trunk. Let's go.
Yeah. His hands would just come up with his gloves coming on as he says, "My pleasure." It's like
we hear the mellow squelch of lotion.
Like, his scene of him holding the strawberry up, cuts away, cuts back, somehow his gloves are on, but he's still holding the strawberry.
I can't hold all these books. Has he put paper book protectors on all of them? No, he hasn't.
He cares about the books.
Hey, I brought you all your dead friend's books.
I hope he says he's read them all. By the way, I'm a super genius. This
yes,
is when
is.
You find out.
Uh-oh.
Two champags.
Private
champagne. I remember seeing that there was a champagne bottle in the office. Oh.
Nice.
She's a good-looking lady.
Yeah, but she's also wearing nonsensical 70s clothes.
Yeah. Look at those sharp lapels.
Imagine seeing this bald tan man in the same clothes that we've seen him in every scene.
Yeah, I'm just bumbling around with my crazy gremlin weed in my mouth and 40 pounds of books in my arms.
Imagine seeing Donald Trump Jr. feeling horny for him.
Ugh.
Like, imagine what that would be like.
Pat, Donald Trump Jr. is a real person. This is
all I get when I try to guide my mind to that.
The
dark
books
place
are moving. The books are moving around.
Stinging place, like pain in my loins.
Like, oh, your turtleneck that your skin folds over the top of.
I bet it's actually a compression turtleneck, and like when he takes it away, it just gets all like saggy. Look at these great views. Like, he's got, like...
He's got, like...
this.
Yeah.
Whoa,
he's got a
whoa.
Rich person house.
That skirt, not a great choice.
What, the long skirt?
Yeah, I'm not... Looks like she's going out riding or something.
Well, it's because she's wearing knee-length boots. It would look weird as hell if she had a short skirt.
Yeah. Really hot if she was wearing a short skirt.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Photographer.
See you. You're locked in here with me now.
Yeah.
No, you live with me.
That'd be great if it was his live-in photographer. She's just like she's a newspaper interviewer, and he just has a photographer that lives with him. Oh, come on, take pictures.
He's like, I need more paintings.
He did read all of them.
What logic,
man!
Yeah, these crime novels; those are literature.
Yeah, he's getting short with Columbo now.
Yeah, this is the best part. Whenever, like, Columbo always starts pushing him and pushing him so that they, like, snap. I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna leave another man in my house.
You just left the Columbo alone in your house.
That's how confident he is.
We're getting some piano. Yeah, that's right. They keep records, you idiot.
Oh. See? Oh. It's See, that's why he made that first phone call.
Yep. Can you understand that, you bumbling poor fool?
I'm half expecting Columbo to get into the car with him.
Just pop up from behind the seat 30 minutes into the drive.
Hey, one more
Just
thing.
Just one more thing. Just runs over his foot. Look, the bottom button on his inside jacket.
Oh God, you're so dead, lady.
Oh, she knows it too.
I don't think she does.
No, she doesn't. Sorry.
I like these charming bags they have out front. What charming bags?
Some feed and stock. Axe handles.
Yeah, we got everything. We got feed, we got cans of soup, we got candy. What else you want from us?
I'm just wearing my driving gloves. Oh, wait, no, those are his body dumping gloves. They're a different color.
Yeah.
They match his jacket again.
I cannot believe anyone in the 1970s ever wanted to wear a jacket that has a texture like that.
Wow. Look at this. And she is matching him.
Yeah, I love it. She's wearing a mini... No, she looks like Minnie Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Is this his cabin?
I mean,
with
her fatal flaw was
dolls?
Finding this man yeah. attractive at all.
Yeah, that was... Oh, I think this is
no,
her place.
This is her house.
Oh, that fucking leg drape.
She's got some good legs.
Do you find my Minnie Mouse dress attractive?
Holy shit. Wow. Wow, you called that one out from space. That's so good.
He just points the cork at her face and just blows her mind out of the back
no,
of her
No, this
head.
Is champagne with a twist-off top.
Ooh.
This is the poison one. Yeah, he's watching her drink it.
No, he's drinking too. His hair looks more gray in this scene.
It's the lighting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying.
God, being so horny for a murderer that looks like that.
Yeah. But he's a murderer. That makes him hotter.
Is he going to kill her before or after the sex?
I'm going to say before. I can't remember. But I think that he... I think that he... This is all just an act by him. I've got you, Tula.
Mister, why are there gloves on your dick? They're my body dumping gloves.
Wait, we're out swimming in this lake, but you have gloves on? Why do you have gloves on in the lake?
I smell lotion.
She's like, it wouldn't be intelligent for me to be alone with a murderer as I've been alone with you for these last few hours.
Yeah.
Also, let me antagonize you by saying this out loud.
Oh my God, I love there are stains on that tablecloth.
That's true.
Awesome.
Fucking.
Well, he spilled earlier.
Well, also, one of the producers lived in the soundstage.
Yeah.
Wow. You suck at gambling.
Yeah.
God, imagine 15,000 being a lot of money.
That'd be great.
It is, though. It's a pretty good amount of money.
It's not enough to keep me quiet about a murder, though.
Yeah, especially from a rich guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look how small
it
is in that case.
It doesn't even fill the briefcase.
Yeah.
And it's all ones.
No, it's hundreds.
Okay.
Okay. So, adjusted for inflation, that amount of money is actually $109,000.
Oh my god!
Not bad. Look at him cleaning his fingerprints off.
I think $109,000 be enough for me to keep quiet about a murder.
I don't know, because I've got to talk to a murderer.
It would depend on who was murdered, but
I don't know. Yeah, I would not expose myself to a murderer for $100,000, or give a murderer a motive.
Oh, she did a silent scream.
Yeah, like the silent scream.
Or her scream was the sound of a gong.
Yes. Ooh, look at him. He's a sailor boy.
Good. Dump the champagne.
Look at him in his little deck shorts.
Columbo pops up. You know, I was going scuba diving and I found these two bottles.
Oh,
they look like
good.
The ones in your house.
Sir, good. I could use a ride back to the shore. Let me just climb on board.
Oh, what's this, a body? I'm sure you can explain this.
Yes, of course, detective. See, this is this is me doing a plot for a story that I'm trying to write for myself. This isn't a real body. Come on, detective.
The camera is so close to his face as he's doing this that he's actually straining to keep from touching it.
I like it.
Yeah, just get... What? What the fuck?
This magical sea light, or lake light.
Murder sure is glamorous.
Yeah. The magic will make it so that it's...
Why did he capsize his boat?
Oh no!
So they would find her.
What?
So they'd find this boat capsized.
Why would he want them to find her?
He's got a plan. Let's see it. Oh, well, I was just out fishing.
He doesn't want her to disappear. He wants her to die for on accident, right? She went out, got drunk for no reason, and then capsized her boat. Oh, I was gonna pretend I was a fisherman.
I'm not conspicuous.
God, he loves wearing clothes that are way too close to his skin tone.
Yeah. Well, and to just kind of compress his business.
That's how he makes people think. There he is!
Fucking play the Halloween.
Jeez, he looks like a monster in the window there.
Yeah, hey, it's me, Slender Man.
Hey.
He's fucking Mike Myers.
Well, the door was opened, but he went to the closed window. I like that.
For a second, I was looking at Columbo's hands, and I swear I only saw four fingers.
Well, he had a thumb. Yeah, four fingers and a thumb. Oh, no. Columbo, watch out. He's got gloves.
But they're not on, so
he's
harmless.
There's going to be a wrestling scene where he keeps him from putting his gloves on.
You have no idea how powerful I will become.
Oh my god, look at him,
this
pelvic
power
thrusting
stance
toward Columbo.
Look at this, looks like he's in, Sweden or something. It's gorgeous.
It looks like his thigh is about to burst out of his jeans.
No joke.
Oh, gee whiz. They only pay me in bird bones. I can't afford that.
You know what's interesting? Drowning can be accidental or, intentional. It's kind of a weird thing. You'd think there'd be a different word if someone, if you, actively drown another person or if someone accidentally drowns.
Yeah. I mean... It is conveyed through the construction of the sentence.
No, I know, but you've got murder and you've got homicide, right? So
yeah. All the poors.
You know, those people I walk on. Look at him showing those shoes off.
He really is a sailor.
Well, I think his pants have, like, cut into his femoral artery. And at this point, if he moves his leg, he will die.
It looks like Coloma's about to just start rubbing his thigh. Like, he's just about to put his hand on his thigh. You know, I was thinking. Like, it's just...
I mean, this whole time this guy has been challenging Columbo by invading his personal space. It would make a lot of sense for Columbo to just go thermonuclear with
that.
Yeah,
just fire back. Just... just talking shit.
You're costumed poorly. Columbo music. Say you were camping.
So yeah, just say you were outside looking at the stars or something. Oh, I love Columbo's little beater. Yeah. He's got this crappy little car.
They're in the country and his car is still the fucking worst looking one.
God, yeah.
I don't know what kind of car that is. I hope it's called a gremlin.
That is not a gremlin, unfortunately. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah. I wish. Man, if this was in the 80s, he would absolutely drive a Yugo.
Don't worry, we'll get to him.
Ooh,
in the
this
80s
shot.
At some point.
Not great.
Did any of you guys get a blink at that Columbo's thick?
What's that?
What?
He's got a thick butt.
Oh, yeah, no, his...
Excuse me?
He was showing his butt off earlier.
Did you see, like, his coat came up a little bit, and you could see his butt?
And it was thick?
It was thick. He's a thick boy.
That's good to
know. He's dragging a wagon.
Wow, Hugh. Who is this mutton chop man?
These are reporters. Is he just gonna eat some candy?
Columbo?
Oh,
Columbo,
yeah.
You're a man of the law.
I want to just breathe his smoke into the candy jar.
He took a single one. He took a single yellow one.
This is the most crime I can do in a day.
Truly, we see the corruption of the LAPD.
There's that Stardust Paper Co. thing.
Oh, so that's what Ziggy Stardust was named after.
Oh, she lived in the back of her shop.
Oh,
whoa,
okay.
That's fucked up.
That's dope. Man, I would love to live in my shop. Like, have a cool little back room.
Yeah, that's actually not uncommon, Pat.
In Galveston, no, that's really common.
But, I mean, it literally looks like they just stitched two sets together.
Oh, yeah. They might have.
Like,
there was a cut.
He went through the curtain, and it was like, now I am on the other side of that curtain I just went through. I promise.
Ah, yes, the gilt box. Everyone's got one. Is that a shoebox?
Oh, what just rolled out?
Hmm.
And this is why you don't shoot off the corks of champagne bottles. This is a PSA real quick in the middle of this podcast. Do not ever shoot off.
It will ruin your chances of becoming a successful murderer.
Three people die every year from getting hit in the head by a champagne cork.
What?
Yeah, three people every year.
What?
Yeah, it's a real stat.
I'm looking it up.
Rifle range. Oh. Uh-oh. What's on the front? His signature. Thank you. so good.
Oh my god. What?
John, are you seeing the brutal truth of champagne corks?
Yeah.
That's why you don't shoot them up. Gloves. Oh. What? That was a little weird. This is kind of an interesting scene. Like, that they would like, pull him away from, like... Because he was just, like, boom, 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 figuring out the murder, and now it's, like... I guess they needed a reason why he... Like a reason why he would say it all out loud.
This scene is especially weird because it's him just saying things that we've seen.
Right. Maybe this is like, if you come back to us after a commercial, like, you know, 30 minutes into the show, here's what's going on.
Yeah, so I also like that he admits that he knew this whole time.
Right, like from the beginning, he's like, no, this guy obviously did it.
Hold on.
What's up?
Nope, the champagne cork thing is likely fake.
Oh.
The only incident I found of it that was cited was widely touted as a fake. A lot of people have written stuff saying it's very unlikely, probably impossible for you to get killed by a champagne cork.
You'd have to get hit in, like, the temple.
Well, that's what people were saying.
Okay, now I can watch Columbo again.
Hey, I don't know if you... Do you mind if I just smoke and put my shoes on your shit?
This is the 1970s. Everything is covered in a thin layer of grime.
I would really love it if Columbo had, like, that fucking Peanuts dust trail around him wherever he
was. Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I got my Columbo crust on you.
What is... Oh, it's the evil rich man.
Yeah. He's a milkman now?
No, this is a different guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's being observed by a milkman.
Damn. Oh,
but
man.
He's about to pick a fight with one of these lowlies. Oh.
God, look at that ascot. Do you think that's silk?
I would definitely. Half hour.
Aw, shit. Oh, and they're all just silently letting Columbo do it.
Yeah, they know it's coming. Oh, the pink painting's off the wall. But he uncovered it so she could watch.
Wait.
He was just here reading.
We're gonna have a discussion after this episode is over, because I need something explained to me.
Alright.
Yeah, I do want to listen to him fucking excoriate this rich boy.
Yeah.
Where'd he fuck up? Wait, is Miss Melville a cop?
No, but, you know, cops show up after she detects them with her detectiveness.
Ah, Miss Melville. Nice to see you. And they just slap the cuffs on the guy. no questions asked.
I kind of knew it the whole time.
And then I realized it. You're a lizard man. This guy, he's just throwing it out. I'm a writer. That turn.
What a fucking nonsensical
Sundari murderer.
What a tease.
Now here's my piece of paper from the drawer.
Had to spread my Columbo crust.
I knew I should have taken that out of the desk.
Such an unhappy face.
Oh, hell yeah, American Airlines.
Why did you keep that?
He's so happy. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good.
What a swerve.
I like that. I like that's kind of Deus Ex-y, but I still like it.
Yeah.
Man, God, this show is so gripping whenever, like, it gets just him and the antagonist just chomping each other out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... I think the show gets... From the episodes of Columbo I've seen, the show does get better at him finding the evidence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that still wasn't very substantial evidence.
Well, but...
she just stares on.
The point is that he's just building stuff up to make people... Okay, this is getting really loud.
Yeah.
All right.
This is some triumphant closing music.
That was the end of the first episode of Columbo. Please enjoy the stare of Mrs. Melville.
Yeah, so,
well,
we're going to talk a little bit afterwards. So
yeah, I told you I needed something explained to me.
Yeah, so what did you need explained?
So, Has Columbo arranged some kind of infernal deal with the actual police? Like, is he a spirit they summoned to solve crimes?
Because
police do not arrange a crime scene, like, for the detective to have a climactic confrontation with the villain in. But they were standing outside of the office Columbo was sitting in, like, a bunch of bouncers. And they just silently saw the dude into the room.
I don't know, have you watched any of the first 48? So this is where like detectives have 48, like the first 48 hours of a murder, they try and find the person, and they will use any intimidation and mind fuck tactics to get people to admit to murder. And what Columbo is doing here, and some of the stuff he does is like way, way beyond what they would do, but them just having cops standing there, I don't think is actually as ridiculous as you're saying. Like, they would totally intimidate people into admitting that they committed a murder. Because that's the deal, is that Columbo's not trying to find really an evidence to convict people. He's trying to find enough evidence to make people paranoid into
confessing.
To confessing, yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Okay, that makes sense.
The episode we just watched, I didn't pay attention to the credits, because if I did, I would have seen that this was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
That explains why it was so beautifully shot.
That's weird. But yeah, okay. I thought you were going to ask, how did he have time to read every single one of those books, and how long was he in that room just reading that book?
No, I know how that worked. Columbo is... I mean, he goes into his hyperbaric time chamber.
That's right. He is the man.
I mean, if you want to talk about...
When they put him back in his genie lamp, yeah. Time dilates.
So if you want to talk about what is Columbo, there's a couple questions you need to ask, which is that the police are always there first, and then Columbo shows up.
Right.
Like, Columbo does not have a partner, despite being a cop.
And mentioning a partner more than once.
But, and does not have a cop car.
No.
I don't know, did we even actually see his badge for ourselves?
Yes, he shows his badge to the sheriff, whenever the sheriff is like, who are you? And he shows his badge to the woman, as she is, the wife, as she's out getting water.
Yeah. But we didn't see the badge in that first one.
Yeah, you don't actually see it. Well, yeah, and so he does carry a gun. You see, I believe there's a few episodes where he actually either uses or brandishes the gun.
Okay, I'm excited to see that.
But, so, this pilot is a very good, like map of how most episodes go. But
this is actually the pilot.
Well, the first episode, I'm sorry. This episode one. It's a good map, but as time goes on, it definitely like tightens up the beginning parts, and then like makes the middle a little bit more. Like the middle can kind of drag in these early episodes, I feel like, and then it just builds real fast at the end. But yeah, the Johnny Cash episode is great. There's a really good one about a spoiled oil tycoon's son. And there's just so many different good ones. And they are all, man, rich people suck.
One of my favorite ones is the one where it's that club for geniuses only.
Yes. Yes, that is a classic. There's a really good one where he takes down a chess master. And
oh, that's the same one.
Is that the same one? Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, because that's his gimmick, was that he was really into chess.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And he gets beaten by the guy at the... Like, he was getting beaten by the guy.
Yes, that's right. And he has an acid trip.
Well, don't tell me too much.
No, we're not at all.
Because I want to experience Columbo as it arrives.
Yes.
That is the thing. Is Columbo human?
No. Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Look at his posture.
I think
his
Columbo,
magic eyeball. His wacky Kremlin weed.
Columbo is no longer human. He has shed his humanity to become what he is.
Yeah, his species is now detective.
Is he a cop, though, actually?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like he's an arm of the executive branch that like everyone is only dimly aware exists, but like everyone universally knows it exists. So he shows his badge, and it's just like visual static. Right. But everyone's like, this is police, I'm pretty sure. I think this is the biggest kind of police there is.
Yeah, I don't want to run this up the chain, because I know if I do, I'm done. Just as a person. Yeah. But yeah, he is employed by the police, right? Like he is either summoned or bargained with into working for the police, thankfully.
It's just very weird that the cops that were questioning the wife at the crime scene were not the cops investigating the crime.
What do you mean?
Like, they were doing initial questioning to her, and they were looking at the crime scene, and they were talking about the crime. And then she goes
and then Columbo just takes it.
Yeah, and then she goes outside to get water. And then Columbo shows up and shoves her into his car, takes her to Omelette Town. And then you never see those two detectives again who are working the crime scene and questioning her.
Well, maybe they're working the more traditional, like, fingerprints, the list, things like that. And he's off doing his crazy, and they're like,
yeah,
oh,
and
you
he's
know
off
Columbo.
torturing the guy he already knows did
it.
Yeah.
He's playing with his food.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately,
nice
it makes
cabin.
More sense. It ultimately makes more sense that Columbo is some sort of spirit of justice here to inflict torture on the wicked. Because this whole thing is us saying, look at the perspective of this killer, and look how this guy, this fucking stupid nobody, is driving this man insane.
Well,
unraveling them.
Well, but
Columbo didn't solve, like, if Columbo knew stuff from the beginning, he should have solved it, like, faster, because a lady died in the process. Like, while he was batting this rich, smooth lad around in front of him, like, threatening him with jail, a lady died.
Well, sure, but the deal is that it's like, when you look at it, if that guy had not killed that lady, you know, Columbo wouldn't have found her. Or wouldn't been able to get him, right?
No, Columbo didn't need any of the evidence from the lady who drowned. Yeah, it was that Columbo hadn't had the realization that it couldn't have been his idea.
Oh,
which
I
didn't
see
even
saying.
Turn out to be correct.
Right. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's really, like, Columbo probably just summoned that evidence. Like,
he reached straight down into hell.
Yeah.
And a gnarly hand.
Columbo possessed this woman, made her go on like multiple dates with this man. He dated the man through her eyes. And that was him the whole time going, I don't know if I want more champagne. You're so charming.
Just ghost rode her body into the lake.
The only time she, like, knew was whenever she gave out that silent scream from the what is it in Get Out? The what is that? It's the below place what's it called?
The sunken place.
She came out of the sunken place as the wine bottle came down.
I mean, this is what, like, and also think about this. What's underneath Columbo's coat?
Another coat.
Apparently a thick butt.
Another coat.
But, like, if you were to take that coat out, would we see billowing angel wings?
I don't know. I feel like, considering that thick butt, Columbo is probably a repurposed incubus.
So there's some really good scenes, like, where he is ridiculously still wearing the coat, but also... I'm not going to give away what it is, but there is a single scene which is some of the best stunt work I've ever seen in my life, and is just like it looks like something where it happens, and they just go, "Well, we can't not put that in." Like, it doesn't seem planned. It just seems like they were just like, "Yeah, okay, that's it." Write that into the script, please.
So I googled Columbo without a coat, and I only got photos of Columbo wearing the coat.
Yeah, no, that does not... Good luck, Pat. I am sure, without a doubt, there's a part where he is in a sauna with that coat on it. There has to be...
Columbo just shouts, "I'm naked!" But he's wearing the coat.
No, he's wearing a white robe over the coat. As he sits in the sauna, you know,
acting all ashamed and embarrassed.
Look at, oh god, I hate being naked in these places. You know, that's why I'm wearing this robe. So thank you for joining us for just one more thing. We will hopefully make this into a regular thing next week with episode 2, which, let me look up the name of it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. There's an episode where he is wearing the coat as a pajama robe.
Yes. This sounds right. Yes, this that sounds correct.
Like
to me.
He's wearing pajamas and then the coat over the pajamas.
Okay, so the next one is Death Lends a Hand. Unfortunately, not also by Steven Spielberg, but should be very good. Let me see. Oh yes,
I wonder where
yes,
that guy
I
is
remember
now.
This one. This one is very good. Yes. I'm very excited about the next one we see.
Yes. Oh, Steve, we were 2 years away from Steven Spielberg making Jaws.
Wow. Do you mind if I try a sign-off?
Let's hear your sign-off, John.
Okay. If someone asks you a question, just say you don't know and keep smoking that wacky gremlin weed.